Episode 9, The Birthday Pod. It's Cole's birthday tonight. We recap some of his terrible golf over the weekend. Rusty still loves Live, so we are and will be a Live podcast, at least half of it. Sly Crocs and DraftKings comes this week. More NFT updates, and we walk you through how to buy an NFT start to finish. Here we go. Before we get started, we have to give a thanks to our sponsor, Spartan Insurance in Greenville, South Carolina. The owner is a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Jay Keller. He deals with every form of insurance from personal to commercial and will take excellent care of you and your insurance needs. Give him a call for a quote today, 864-533-3350, or visit his website at www.spartaninsure.com. Welcome back to Web3 Putts. I am Cole, and I have my co-host with me, Rusty, as always. Rusty, how are you this week, Wednesday night?
Happy birthday to you.
I'm getting old.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Cole.
I do appreciate it. I appreciate it. The triple threes, or no, just two. Two threes. Trace. Trace.
Yep. Well, happy birthday. I'm doing great, and it's a little. Life is a little more hectic this week than last week's pod since I'm back home. Mm. But I just hope you're having a great birthday. Hope the wife took care of you.
Yeah, I got got some good
maybe
gifts.
Made you a good dinner.
I had to grill, but she did make some very good collard greens. So we tag team that.
Goodness gracious. I wish my wife could make collard greens. Jesus.
It's kind of a new thing.
I might have another kid if she could.
They've No, I wouldn't. We've been doing it lately. I mean, I don't know why we haven't done it before, but this year she's just been firing off collard greens, and they've been really good.
What's she do? Bacon?
Bacon, vinegar.
Or ham in there, or what?
Yep. A little ham in there, a little bacon, a lot of vinegar, salt and pepper.
Collards are so good when they're just like, there's not many foods that I like to eat that when they're like really hot right off the stove or right out of, the oven. Mm-hmm. Like even my pizza, I like to let it cool for like 10, 15 minutes before I bite into it, because when that cheese
burns the roof of your mouth.
Gets on the roof of your mouth and it just sticks, and then, you lose half the roof. Collards are one of those foods that I only like it if it's piping hot.
Yeah, they are good, man. Apparently, so my wife told me this tonight, that it's one of the healthiest greens you can eat.
I wonder how that works when you throw the bacon in there.
That's what I said, too, but apparently it still works. Maybe it's the vinegar. I don't know.
Tell my wife, look, every time I eat collards, I'm losing weight.
That's right. Healthy over here. But good, yeah. Had a good birthday, man. Got me a new camera. I think you can see that. So we're vibing. Got some more podcast
Much
gear.
More clear than... Absolutely. It looks good.
It's going to be good for our socials if we can ever figure those out. So, yeah.
We're going to have to hire a social media...
Content creator, yeah. Yep, we're a little busy with our real life stuff going on, so yeah, maybe we need one. We can't pay you much, but if you want to join the Web3 Putts team, email us.
Put it on your resume.
Yeah, that's right. Send us a resume and let us know how you can help, and we will figure out some form of payment. Possibly.
We can make that happen, for sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I might be evacuating, man. We got this hurricane and all that mess. So.
Yeah, what's going on there? I mean, I saw that it's supposed to go back out to the Atlantic, or go out to the Atlantic after it goes through Florida.
Yep.
And then it's supposed to come back through the Savannah, Carolinas area.
Mm-hmm,
not ideal for you.
It's supposed to cross Florida and then turn directly towards us. Yep. Savannah, Hilton Head area. And,
well, it already got downgraded to a Category 3.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't have plans to move.
Hopefully by the time it gets to you, you don't have to leave.
It's just going to crush my golf for the weekend. The course is going to be soaked again.
Well, that's done. Yeah, golf is done.
And they said six inches. Golf. So it'll take another week to dry out. you know.
6 inches?
Yeah, they said six to 8 inches last I saw.
Damn, don't tell our wives that.
Oh, man, yeah, I don't know.
So, but you played golf this weekend, I saw.
I did.
Three times.
I put a 36 in on Saturday, and then I played a little 18 piece on Sunday.
All at Old Field?
No, so I played Old Field twice Saturday, and then Sunday I played over at Old Tabby in Spring Island.
Okay.
With my buddy over there and his wife, and so my wife and my buddy here in town, his wife's pregnant, they're having a baby shower, so a bunch of the husbands, we went all over and played spring. We had two groups over there. So it was good. So Saturday.
How'd you play?
Man, I hate golf. It's the worst game. But
well, let me just let the listeners know real quick. All right. So this weekend, I get a text from Cole. Let's just go through this real quick.
I was ready to sell my putter.
Saturday at 3:32 p.m.
Okay, yep.
I get a text. It was like, played with this guy this morning that shot 65. Mm-hmm. I've been watching football today, so it took me a while to respond. And I said, so what'd you shoot? And the response I get back is, quote, unquote, Gary V quotes, don't want to talk about it. And that's where we left it. We haven't,
yeah.
Cole and I have not actually spoken since 8:17 until last night, since Saturday. We have not talked because of that text that he sent.
Yep, and that was when I was headed back out for the second 18, actually. I got a little wind there, but so we have this game in Old Field every Saturday. There's like 25, 30 people on this email, mostly younger guys our age, and you know, they send the email out Mondays, who wants to play Saturday. We get like 60 times starting in the mornings, and I usually don't play in it because it's like 7:40, 7:50, 8 o'clock, and that's not really my thing on Saturday mornings.
Why? That would be like, I'd be like, can we do like 6:40?
I mean, I guess if you have kids and all, yeah. But like, I like to go up there. I was telling my buddy Steve this. I like to go up there, eat lunch, drink some beers, hit the range for a little bit.
Yeah, but it's football season, so 7:40, 6:40, 7 a.m., whatever. You get there, you get a nice little breakfast, maybe on your way there. Bojangles, Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
whatever it might be. Get your round in. Shoot your 89.
So
have
that
your beer.
That's
your
why
morning I, beers, and then get home for the noon games.
That's why I did it, because Clemson was playing at noon, so that's why I showed up this time. So I show up. My buddy was supposed to come with me. I was bringing a guest, and won't name him here because he just absolute terrible friend decided not to come too early for him. Guy's a bum, so he drops out on me last minute. So I go, and they're like, well, since your guest isn't coming, we had to regroup the teams. You're going to be playing with, let me get this, Bryson Nimmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said, okay, Bryson Nimmer. And I look over, I've never met him. Cool guy, you know, had a good time playing with him, but he's got a tour bag. His name's on there, played at Clemson. Mm-hmm. And I think he's on the Canadian tour right now, or maybe the Corn Ferry this year. But yeah, right. We go out there. Dude's hitting one iron, bombs off the tee, and proceeds to shoot a 65. Never even came close to making a bogey. Never sniffed a bogey. So I show up, and I don't like to walk because I don't have a push cart like most of these guys do. So I show up, I'm planning to ride.
For those that don't know, you're actually allowed to carry your bag.
Yeah, yeah. So I show up.
You can do that.
I did do that. So I show up, and all the three guys I was playing with was like, nah, we're walking. Everybody has a push cart. I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going to be the jackass who rides the cart by himself, you know. It was cool. It was like 58 degrees, you know, not hot. So I was like, I'll just walk, carry my bag. Well, I have all my stuff in there, like my speaker. I've got a huge water bottle, and, you know, Yeti cups. I'm carrying all this around the whole day. It's a mess. Anyways, didn't go well. Played absolutely terrible. This, I had to mess this guy. He shot a 65. I shot an 88, 89, something miserable. Couldn't putt, but the driver was, I was hitting bombs. I was actually good with the driver, which has been my problem.
Right, no snaps.
Yep, I fixed that. I was hitting little butter cuts pretty far for me.
Yeah, okay, I like it.
But everything else was just terrible. So I was very frustrated, ready to quit. The other guys I played with, the guy was a plus two. He shot like 74. And then the guy shot 76. So I just kind of dinked it around like a jackass. It was awful. So I got done with that. I was furious. Came home to watch the Clemson game. And I started, I had a few beers. I'm watching the game. Goes into overtime, and my buddy Steve.
The wife was out of town, right?
Yeah, she was in Charleston. So my buddy texts me. He's like, "Hey, man, he played in a different group that morning at Old Field." And he's like, "You want to go back out there and play another nine?" And I was like, "No, not really. You know, I'm pretty mad. I hate golf. But all right, let's do it." He's like, "I got some beers we're bringing us." He had some like good IPAs, and he's like, "I'll bring them." I was like, "All right." So we go back out there, and I don't know if, obviously, you've played in the Lowcountry a few times, but in the summertime when it's hotter, there is nobody on the course in the evenings. So we get back out there Saturday at 3:30. It's completely empty. Whole course to ourselves. And so we ended up playing another 18. We played in like three hours, 15 minutes. I didn't keep score on that. We were having a match play thing, so I didn't keep score, but it wasn't good. Went to dinner. I was a little late. My wife was very hungry and not happy. So I had to rush out of there and meet her for dinner. Luckily, she had another baby shower to go to the next day, so I snuck out for some more golf Sunday. Played over at Spring with my buddy and his wife, and just didn't. Driver was mess again. Really killed myself. I hit it out of bounds or in the water, I think, 5 or 6 times. So you can take those away, it's probably like an 81, 82-ish. But still, not very good. So yeah, that was me. Have you been playing any?
No, not since that tournament.
Okay, no. Yeah.
So when I was last week in Kansas City, I had looked. So there's a new course that just opened in Nebraska. Also, Kansas City barbecue is still trash. In Nebraska, called Landmand, King Collins.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it last time.
Did it? Yeah. So I thought about going up there, and then I remembered I was talking to somebody the next day, and Tiger opened a course at Payne's Valley, where they played the little 2-man last year or 4-man. Or 2 years ago, I guess right before COVID or whatever, during COVID. That was only 2 hours away, and if I would have thought about it, I would have played. But no, I haven't played. Got looking at some irons at the moment right now. Need to upgrade the irons. I've been playing some Nike Pro Combos since 2012.
Yeah, you need some new technology.
I love them. I hit them very, very well. Well, for me, but I need the technology. I need to up it a little bit. My problem is that I really like the way that the club. I take a lot of stock in when I set the club down behind the ball, how it looks. Like sure. That for me is like that number one, ticker.
Mm-hmm.
And, if I don't like the way it looks, I'm not going to hit it well.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm trying to figure out what I like. I did get fitted. I think we might have talked about it. If not, maybe one of our like pre-pods. I got fitted earlier this summer. And, kind of between a TaylorMade or Srixon was actually probably the number one iron based off of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the way they looked. I just haven't pulled the trigger. I knew I wasn't going to be playing a ton August, September, October. Hope to get down there in October with you. A couple other trips for real life work that I'll probably take my clubs. But, I I'm going to try. My goal is 5 rounds between now and end of the year. During football season, I don't ever play because I don't play weekends ever, and pretty much ever. So we'll get a few rounds in, but I'm glad that somebody's playing. At least somebody's playing. All I do is watch golf. Cole plays golf. I watch golf.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how this pod works.
I had another lesson this week, and I was ready to throw my putter in the lake last weekend. So I got a little putting lesson.
Hey, Bednardi, don't listen to that. Yes. Okay,
old Betty. So I left her on a hole Saturday morning. I had to run back and get her. I was walking. It was the worst. I had to go back a hole and go get Betty. Some old man had her.
Wait. How do you leave a putter?
So I told you I wasn't playing good.
Like wedges, I get a wedge all day. Wedge, fine. A putter, though, that's usually the last club you use, unless you chipped in or it was a gimme.
So it was a par three at Old Fields. Number 16 is a long par three over water. I put it in the water, so I go to drop to them behind the green and chip it up to, like, I think two. It was a gimme. I chipped it up to gimme. I tapped it in with my wedge. But I pulled my putter out and set my putter down at the drop zone and totally left it. But I did birdie 17 with a 50-degree, putted with it.
Okay.
So it worked out. But, I don't know. Betty was really ticking me off. And so I had a putting lesson yesterday. So I think I got that working in the right direction. Still making some major swing changes. So it's very, very difficult for me to have a good score right now.
You know what the best putting lesson is?
What's that?
Hitting it closer.
That is good. That's what I'm trying to do. I think I told you I got this massive move from the inside, like 10 degrees inside to out. And my guy Bill over at Mastery Golf, I'm rocking his hat tonight. He just bought this week. It's pretty sweet. But
they don't give you a hat with the lesson package?
He should have. He probably should have, yeah. I don't know. I got to work that out, actually. But anyways, I was talking to him, and he's like, you can't play that way. You know, I could hit that draw and play it all day because I knew what was going to happen, but it turned into a hook. So now I'm trying to swing more outside in, you know, exit left, all that kind of stuff. And it just, when it goes well, it goes really well. When it doesn't, it's rough.
I saw a video, I think maybe you posted it, of your swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's it look?
Doing some work inside the studio.
Yeah, a little track, man.
With Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, right?
Oh, yeah. Bill.
And I like the move you were working on. As somebody who used to teach a move that way and also strives for that kind of move, I thought those little rehearsals that you were doing made a lot of sense. So
yeah,
keep at it.
I had a feel like, so I played Sunday after the mess Saturday. On the range Sunday, I was out there and I had that feel, like the exit left feeling. I don't know. I just had a swing thought.
Yep.
And it was working really well for me with the irons, but the driver was bad. So one of these days, I got about 3 weeks before these member guest tournaments, and I'm going to string them together.
Yep.
But the handicap moved up again, so it's member guest season, baby.
That's helping.
Let's go.
That's right.
I'll take all the strokes.
All right, enough about amateur golf. President's Cup. How much did you watch? What did you see?
Not a whole lot, if I'm honest. One, because I played so much golf Saturday and Sunday.
Sure.
But I did see some highlights. I did see some of the stuff late afternoons on Thursday, Friday. Saw our boy Max had some big putts.
4-0.
I mean, and I saw he was very humble. I liked his interview afterwards where they were asking him, you know, I think they asked him if he would win in tournaments or win in a major versus, you know, coming through for the USA team there. And he was all about the team, having those guys cheering him on and stuff. And so I really like that. I like Max.
I love Max. I feel like that's bullshit.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
None of these guys would ever trade a major for a President's Cup win.
Well, nobody. That's what he said.
Or even a Ryder Cup. Spur of the moment, thing. But yeah, Max is great. He played great, 4-0. Spieth finished 5-0 on the week.
Yeah, Spieth. He hit some unbelievable shots, I saw.
He did. You know, the U.S. made it way closer than they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give credit to Trevor Immelman and the internationals. Playing without probably their top five, six players that all went to live.
Sure.
Didn't let them play. Hell of a comeback by them. Made it interesting when I texted one of my buddies on Thursday when I was watching. I'm like, this is a destruction. Like, it was starting to look like Thursday was going to be a 5-0 U.S. lead.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being, I think, 4-3-1, 3-1-1, maybe. Might be right.
Sounds right.
Anyway, I watched a lot of it. Again, it was here in Charlotte at one of my favorite courses that I've never played for the people that were guessing. Had some tickets offered to me. Couldn't make it happen. But, you know, Quail Hollow, to me... So they had the PGA in 17 at Quail Hollow, and that was when the PGA was in August. They play the Wells Fargo every year in May, first week of May, same weekend as the Derby. This, again, was in last week. So the Bermuda is still very prevalent there at Quail. I personally, it may not play harder, but from an aesthetic standpoint, you can't beat Quail in May because the rye overseed. I don't know if Oldfield overseeds with rye. Probably the fairways at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm about to do it in my backyard, yeah, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you can't beat the look of it. It doesn't look as good on TV in August, September, October. Funny story, I had an opportunity to play at Quail 3 years ago, 2019. And it was in June. And so I was like, I told my wife, I'm like, all right, I don't give a shit what it costs. Like, I'll play it.
Absolutely.
And so I get the call. I'm like, all right, they're going to let us on. They did tell us that, you know, hey, Quail tries for their member season. They kind of mimic Augusta where they go spring and fall.
Mm-hmm.
Fall into the winter because they like that rye overseed, which is why they play the tournament there in May. They say during the summer, like June, July, August, that's when they're doing their projects on the course. So you could get to a hole and it could have half the fairway ripped up because they're doing whatever. So they let us know. They're like, all right, it's going to be $500 to play. Again, I didn't care what it was going to cost, plus a caddy, which I didn't care. Luckily I live close enough to Quail that I did a little stealth action to go see, and they said, look, course isn't in the best shape. It's not, you know, we don't really love guests coming this time of year because we don't present it the way we want to, which I respect. So I went out there and I know some of the roads there, so I could see the fairways. I could see some of the fairways, I could see the driving range, and the driving range was just destroyed. Like, nothing out there, right? It's just dirt. And so I texted my buddy. I'm like, look, I want to play Quail, you know, as bad as I want to play a lot of courses, or, you know, probably top five courses I want to play. And I would normally pay whatever I want, but doesn't sound like they really want us to come based off the price and the condition that they're saying it's in. And, so we passed. I mean, we passed on the opportunity to play Quail because just wasn't going to be the experience that we wanted.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. Yeah.
And I haven't got the opportunity since then.
Yeah, that's a tough call. You know, I think you probably made the right call, but if it's that beat up.
Yeah, financially for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt about that.
Yeah. But man, that's unfortunate.
It is. Hopefully, you know, living here and knowing some people, I mean, and I play golf, so at some point, there's got to be an opportunity to get back out there.
I was trying to think if I had any connections for Quail, but I don't think I do. My buddy might. Got old JCV Goff out at Wade Hampton today. Tearing it up out there, so. Still waiting on that invite.
Good track.
Yeah.
PGA Tour's back in action this week.
Sanderson Farms
in Mississippi. Hopefully old Brett Favre's not a part of this tournament, taking that charity money.
Yeah, what a guy. Old Wrangler.
What a guy.
The Wrangler.
Mm-mm. The Wrangler, yeah. That's
wrangled all their money. Trash. Mm. Anybody?
Not a great field.
I was about to say, anybody relevant playing?
Sam Burns is playing he played in the President's Cup.
Yeah, I like Burns.
He's in there. Trying to get to let's just do this one.
You about to load up a team here?
No, I'm not going to load. Maybe. Sam Burns, Russell Henley, DeGala, Seamus Power, Keegan Bradley, JT Poston. Those are your top six spenders. Or
I like DeGala.
Top six in terms of... I do too.
I hope he can get a win this year.
Not a great field.
Yeah.
A lot of those Korn Ferry guys that have graduated up are in it.
Right.
Kind of make their mark. Was going to do a team. I think I'm going to hold it out. I like to see these young guys, these Korn Ferry guys, make some, you know, have a few starts, see who's playing well, who's doing what, before I go all in. I think a couple weeks ago I went in with, what's the Clemson, the kid from Clemson, Carson Young.
Okay.
Is that him?
I think so. Carson Young.
Yeah, Carson Young. And
where's Doc Redman?
He was right there on the cut line a couple of weeks ago, and then when Max won at the Fortinet.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I'm gonna sit this one out.
I gotcha. Talking about Clemson, I saw Ben Martin got his card back. Did you see that?
He did. Him and Carson Young were like the two guys.
That's right.
Carson got it back. Also, was about to quit golf, and you know Ben Martin, but he won the USAM. Is that right?
I think so, maybe. He was very close in a couple of big tournaments there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he played really well for a while.
And then he kind of fell off the face of the earth. Ben Martin's a good guy. He was in my Bible study group in Greenville when I lived up there.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Nice guy. Hopefully he can get back to good golf.
He won in 2014 in Vegas.
Okay. What?
Bible study boy going to Vegas and winning. That's oxymoron.
I don't remember what major. He came in second or third in one of those majors maybe that year, didn't he? Was it the Open at Whistling Straits? U.S. Open?
Best finish at a major, T26.
Okay, maybe not.
The Open. He did finish runner-up at the USAM. In 2000.
Gotcha.
Which got him into the Masters in 2010.
Yeah.
Missed a cut.
Very cool.
Couple LIV updates for all our LIV fans out there. A lot of guys are dropping out of the lawsuit with the PGA Tour. We'll make this quick. This is the LIV minute, just for everybody, because I know everyone's so excited about LIV.
I like your hat.
It's a beautiful hat.
Who makes this hat?
It's a company it's a U.S. company called Branded Bills. Very solid hat. It doesn't show sweat stains, does not, you know, it repels water, except for these perforated holes that you see right here.
Yep.
Very fitting, great fitting hat.
That's exactly what I got on
hats
here.
For me. What you got?
See it, the BB?
Oh, yeah, see? Oh, wait, here.
Yeah. Branded Bills. Yeah, I bought this hat this week. I like it. I mean, it's not a LIV hat, but yeah, it's a Branded Bills hat. I like it. Basically the same hat, it looks like, that you got on.
Yeah, your brim might be a little flatter.
Yeah. Maybe Bill was watching that. Bill's a LIV guy, I believe. I think he's into LIV.
He's got to be. He's a teacher. Phil Mickelson, Ian Poulter removed their names from the lawsuit for the PGA Tour suspension.
Okay.
So as of now, all you have is Bryson, Matt Jones, and Peter Uihlein as plaintiffs in that lawsuit. I don't think it's going away, even if in all of them, you know, back out of it. I don't think it's going to go away. There's some discovery needed to happen. Big news in the TV market for LIV.
Yep.
Actually, probably not as big as they had hoped. Sounds like they're going to be buying spots on Fox Sports instead of getting paid for the rights to air it. They're buying spots as like a try me.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Personally, I think that's I think that's the wrong move. You might as well just keep doing it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or work with some of these other streaming services like DAZN and, you know, Fubo TV, I think is what it's called. You know, some of these other ones that can broadcast nationwide. But at the end of the day, I think you just got to get Greg Norman out of there. He did what he had to do. He ruffled some feathers and get him out. They play their second international event next week in Thailand. So be excited to see there. I also saw a tweet that don't remember the source, but of the 22 guys that were in that meeting in Delaware, the PGA Tour meeting where Tiger flew up for with Ricky.
Lumberjack,
yeah. Yeah, Lumberjack, yeah. There was obviously Joaquin Niemann was in the meeting. He ended up going to LIV. There's reports that at least three or four of the other 22 or 21 guys in that meeting are going to end up going to LIV for next year. So that'll be interesting to see. Now, I don't know what the TV deal, I don't know what the World Golf Rankings is going to do to that, but something that is going to continue to be a story, and we're going to continue to cover it here.
Well, Rory said,
we are a golf podcast and Web3, but golf, not PGA Tour.
Sure. Yep.
Golf.
I like it.
When we talk about Cole's golf, we can talk about LIV.
As bad as that is, yeah. I mean, LIV is a little better, I guess. I saw Rory said something about the World Golf Rankings, and he was talking about Dustin Johnson being, you know, if he doesn't get any points and he's ranked 100 and whatever in the world, it just doesn't seem right. I mean, but he didn't have really a solution to that. He was just like, you know, if they're going to do it, there's got to be a way for them to get the rank, because he can't be ranked 150 and him be the, you know, fourth or fifth best player in the world. But
yeah, so like those guys can play on that Asian Tour. Now, granted, the Asian Tour doesn't get nearly as many points. You know, even if you win, you don't even, I think it's, have to do some more research on it, but a win on the Asian Tour with the new world ranking point status that they have is like equivalent to a top third, like 30th place on a PGA Tour event, at like a normal, like a mid-class field. So even if you go, you know, he could go fly all over Asia and play if he wanted.
Yeah.
But he's not getting the, you know, that's not helping him. But to me, Dustin doesn't have to worry about it. You know, he won U.S. Open. He's won the Masters. The only reason any of these LIV guys want world ranking points is just to play the majors.
Yeah. Didn't he win the PGA too?
No. That was where he lost at Whistling Straits, because he grounded his club in that sand, not knowing it was actually a bunker.
Who won at Oakmont? Didn't he win at Oakmont or no?
He won the U.S. Open at Oakmont.
That's right. He had it backwards.
Yep. And then he had a chance at the British a couple times.
Yeah.
Haven't won that. So, yeah, he doesn't – for him, it doesn't matter. But there's other guys that went to LIV that the world ranking points matter.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is why you see, like, Patrick Reed. He's – He played in France last week. I don't know. I didn't see what he finished, but a lot of the live guys are playing this week in at the Dunhill Links on the European Tour.
Okay.
DP World Tour, I should say.
Yep.
So they're gonna be rubbing elbows with Rory again. See how that goes.
Sure. So you said,
but there you go. There's your live minute.
Your live minute. Oh, we're gonna stay on this for a second though. You said yes. They had to get rid of.
Hey, I'm good with that.
You said they had to get rid of Norman. Who replaces him in your mind?
I have no idea. I think it's got to be somebody with a much better reputation. Somebody with, not to say Norman is not business savvy, because he's obviously been very successful in all of his endeavors, whether it's restaurants, golf course design, clothing, whatever it might be. I think it needs to be somebody that's less, that can disarm the not so much competition, but you know, the defectors like the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, mm-hmm. somebody that can work with them. Now it may not ever happen just because of where the money's coming from, which again, we've talked about plenty of times, is extremely hypocritical considering they're taking money from everywhere. Mm. But, you know, I think Norman was the, you know, in hockey, I'm not a big hockey fan. I don't know about you, Cole. No. I'm not a big hockey fan.
No, I did not watch hockey.
I think there's like a goon. They're like, in hockey, they put a goon out on the ice.
Okay.
And that goon is just there to just fuck shit up.
Just wreck
people. And he gets off. Wreck people.
Okay.
And just, you know, go after the best players on the other team. I feel like Norman's kind of that goon.
Okay, yeah. I could say
and,
that.
And, you know, you're not going to be a Hall of Famer as a goon.
Right.
At least in terms of the, you know, doing this. So you get the goon out of there, you get the star back in. So
maybe Phil retires and becomes that guy.
I think that would be a bad Phil has, I feel like, is a nobody now, which is sad, but
yeah, his career.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a be interesting to see.
Sure. All right. Live minute. Anything else to add?
Live minute. Nothing. I'm done. Done with Liv for the day, and ready to talk the NFT Web3.
Do you love wines from Sonoma? Well, it's never too late to stop making bad life decisions. Dedicated to honesty, quality, and family, Bueller Vineyards is a fourth-generation vineyard and winery perched on a mountaintop just 5 country miles east of St. Helena in the heart of Napa Valley. Situated on 300 acres, their family has been farming Cabernet Sauvignon and Zinfandel for more than 5 decades. They attempt to combine meticulous vineyard management and minimal winemaking techniques to create wines of uncommon complexity and depth and to present these wines to their customers at a fair and reasonable price. Cab is king and Napa is its kingdom. Recruiting Solutions. Stay ahead of the hire. Recruiting Solutions is a full-service staffing, temp, employment, and recruitment agency with offices located in Greenville, Columbia, and Florence, South Carolina. With over 8 years of consecutive top 25 companies to work for in South Carolina, Forbes Top 100 Professional Recruiting, Forbes Top 100 Staffing Agency, and over 30 years in business. Whether you're looking for your next employee or your next career, give Recruiting Solutions a call. NFT Web 3. A lot of news this week. A lot of cool things happening, but
I feel like there's a lot of shit every week.
It is. It's so hard to keep up with.
Everything's still staying bare, but there's all this news.
Yeah. Crypto's actually up a decent. You know, it's kind of going up this week, if you've been paying attention to that.
You want
to
do a little market watch real quick?
Yeah, most of the cryptos have increased this week from what I've seen.
Let's see. As of today, Bitcoin up 2.4%, 19,005.
Okay.
Ethereum 2.2% up today, 1342, 1343, we'll say. For our guys with chasing pars, Cardano, ADA, as they say, ADA. Down 0.21% at 44 cents a share, I guess. Solana, 33.44, up 1.71.
Okay.
Polygon, 75 cents, up 0.81.
XRP so rocketed last week. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. It was going up because there's all the rumors that there could be a decision. Is that?
That, and apparently a bunch of whales bought millions and millions of dollars worth of XRP. But it started to come back down. You know, I think we had the hype of all that. Now it's been dropping today, I noticed. But it got up to like 50 cents from like 30. So it was up a pretty good bit.
On Friday, we were up to 55 cents.
Okay, yeah.
Even back down to 45 cents as we speak.
So it has dropped some, but... Yeah, I mean, I think some guy bought... so much of it.
50 million.
Yeah, right? Something crazy. I was trying to find the number here, but...
I mean, if that whole thing takes, you know, gets taken care of, and it is it needs to be recognized as a security.
Yeah. Yeah, same as they do with ETH and everything else.
They do that. I mean, somebody that invests 50 million is going to be a billionaire.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
The second that happens.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. I own a good many of it, so I'm hoping it's going to do that. But we'll see. We'll see. Before we kind of get on some of these news topics, I wanted to... maybe we can talk through how to buy an NFT. You know, start to finish. Process, how you do it. We had a winner last week for our first NFT giveaway. Keller DeBruyl won. He guessed correctly your favorite course, which was Canterbury, for those that are still wondering. And we sent him an NFT, and he had no idea really how to see it, how to do anything. So I was going back and forth with him trying to explain, and he was interested in possibly buying more NFTs, but, you know, just didn't know much. And I think a lot of our listeners are probably in that same boat. At least my friends are, maybe yours as well. But I figure we can just kind of start to finish how to buy an NFT if you're wanting to.
I love it.
You want to kick this off, or do you want me to keep going here? How do you want to do this?
No, I think, you know, the first thing you start out with is, you know, it depends obviously on, you know, what blockchain the NFT you want to buy is, whether it's ETH or whether it's Polygon, Solana, Cardano.
Let's use ETH for the sake.
Let's use ETH because that's the most popular. No offense, Chris Chambers. First start is to buy some ETH. So you can use any of your Coinbase, I think Coinbase is probably the biggest. Crypto.com, I'm sure you can buy through
Uphold.
Any of those platforms, right?
Yep.
So you buy ETH. So let's say you want to buy let's just use Atom Bomb Squad because we talk about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And Cole's wearing the shirt.
You got it.
The floor was 0.21 today.
Ooh.
So you need to go in and you would need to roughly put in, if it's at 1350, I would say, you know, $350 just to be safe because of gas. And then you will take your ETH from Coinbase and then transfer it over to what I use is MetaMask. I believe you use MetaMask as well. Yep. But there's other wallets you can use. MetaMask is probably the most popular, mm-hmm. at least right now.
Sure.
And then from MetaMask, connect your wallet to OpenSea, which is probably the number one platform to marketplace to buy NFTs. There's LooksRare. There's a few other ones.
Yeah, what was the other one? XYZ or something like that.
Yeah, XYZ, PDDQ, whatever. And then you connect your wallet to OpenSea or whatever the marketplace is. Click buy and go.
Yep. I like it.
And it takes a little bit of time. And now there is some gas fees. Depending on what it is and, you know, what time of the day. If there's a lot of... luckily, gas has been low recently. I think that's because if you look at the charts, NFT trading is extremely down, about 97% year over year.
Yeah,
could be because people are holding whatnot. But any other things you need to add to that, Cole?
No, I think you covered it pretty well. You know, you got to make sure you're copying your wallet. So when you're transferring, make sure your address is correct when you're sending it from Coinbase to MetaMask.
Two-factor authentication.
Yep. So copy your address in there. It should pop up in your MetaMask. Usually you want to go through the MetaMask browser. You can connect directly to OpenSea through that pretty easily. And then you can go on there and make an offer or buy the NFT. But you're going to lose a little bit of ETH when you transfer from Coinbase, and then you're going to lose a little bit in gas fees when you're buying it. So just be aware you're going to need a little bit more than what you think when you're going to buy one. And you can see the dollar amount if you go to OpenSea and click on the NFT you want. It's going to show you what the equivalent is in dollars, so you'll know how much dollars to put into Coinbase, etc. So yeah, that.
And it'll also show you can look at what the gas is before you actually make the transaction.
Yep.
So I mean, there's been plenty of times where I wanted to buy one that, you know, gas was crazy high, so I just backed out.
Yeah. So it's called etherscan.io, and you can see what the gas prices are right now. They're very low, 8 GWE. So now would be a good time to buy. That's about 75 cents. So that merge has actually helped a lot of that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
and the volume, like you mentioned, there's not a whole lot, a whole lot going on with the market, but.
No, I think, you know, I think the other thing that I would definitely caution, since we talk about security a lot, is if you go on OpenSea and you were to type in Atom Bomb Squad into your search to look at collectibles, there could be 5 Atom Bomb Squads that pop up.
Good point here.
And
this is what happened to Jay. To do,
yeah, so what you need to do, A, before you buy anything, is to do your own research, right? So you need to know as much about the project that you're buying as possible. We've all made mistakes. We've covered that plenty of times.
You've made mistakes.
Well, you bought one that is like shit.
Yeah, I did.
Your first one, right? So let's pump the brakes there.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, you need to know if you're buying Atom Bomb Squad, it's a 25,000 items. It has a blue check mark. So they like Twitter, like Instagram, they put a blue check mark on the verified projects.
Yep.
Because you can get burned where you see one that's like Atom Bomb Squad, you know, floor 0.06 ETH, and it'll look exactly the same. And those are probably your right-click save people that are turning it into an NFT on OpenSea. Mm-hmm. So just be very careful with that. Do your research. Make sure you know that you're getting into it. Find the official websites of these projects, the official Twitters. Go to their OpenSea market. Go through the marketplace through their official links in the Discord, because you know there are people out there that are trying to burn you. And honestly, like if you make this mistake of buying from the wrong collection, that's really kind of on you.
Yeah.
If I had to say, so that's just one of the keys, I would say. Actually been speaking of Atom Bomb Squad. I've been looking at them again. Might get back in for a third time. Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm. First episode.
That's right.
What's going on with your? I forgot the name of that project. The one you're trying to flip. The one that's your PFP.
Oh, there's no flips right now.
No flips.
There's no flips. Smilesverse.
Smiles.
Haven't actually checked in a while, but it's like 0.09. Bought it 0.28. Really good.
Ooh.
Goodbye.
Classic.
Goodbye.
Classic.
Goodbye. I mean, the fucking market, man, is just shit. The bear is huge. Grizzly, double grizzly, two heads.
Yeah, grizzly.
You know, 97% down. This kind of can bring us into our Darren Revelle douchebag tweet of the week.
Okay.
We mentioned Darren Revelle. He does a lot of shit talking of NFTs in the crypto space. And this morning,
I gotta follow.
He had decided to go at the GOAT.
Oh no.
Yeah, and luckily for him, the GOAT is a stand-up human being and does not go back at him. The tweet is, this was from earlier this morning, September 2021.
Who are we referring to as the GOAT?
I'm going to read the tweet, okay. The douchebag tweet of the week from Darren Revelle. It's going to happen weekly.
God, love it.
In September 2021, which is what, the height of the bull?
Yep, just about.
Or maybe the start? I don't know.
Yeah.
At VFriends, did $1.08 million a day in sales.
Jeez.
On pace to do $1.08 million for the entire month of September 2022.
Okay. So what, now 30 million versus 1 million?
I don't know. I wasn't really in the space at all. I don't know when VFriends dropped.
It was like March or April, I believe.
Of 2021?
Yes.
Okay. So he went at Gary Vee. Gary Vee's a stand-up guy, so he's not going to clap back at him.
I wish he would.
Although he should and squash that little fuck. But
I don't see any NFT.
We'll have
tweets.
One of those.
I'm looking at this guy's What's Twitter, that? But he's mostly talking about football.
A lot of sports stuff, but he does have like once a week or twice a week. You know, he picks and chooses where he tweets about Web3.
Maybe we should start blasting him on Twitter.
Nah, he gets blasted all the time. Like it's not even worth
Let's
it.
Let's reply just so we can get in on the action.
Yeah, we could just start putting the link to the show.
Yeah. I like that. I'm following him from our Web3 butts. Followed. We will be talking.
I know this wasn't on the agenda, but did you see a CryptoPunk today? It sold for 3,000 ETH.
I did. Hoodie.
Hoodie Ape, right?
Yeah. It was what, 5.5 million? Is that right?
I'm not sure of the exact. No. 4.4.
4.4.
3,300 ETH.
Yeah. That's insane. So they're still having no problem.
No, and I mean, look at it. ETH is down from September 2021. Was I don't want to say it wasn't the it wasn't at 1400, but or 4800, which was
the threes, high, I think, right?
Yeah, and so take that into account. Take into the account that if you look at all these projects, man, like. Nobody's got anything listed.
Yeah, they're all like 3%, 4% of 10,000.
Yeah, like Smilesverse is an 11,000 piece project, which we were just talking about, 4%. Atom Bomb Squad, 25,000 piece project, 3% listed.
I think VFriends, VF2 is 50,000 and it's only like 3%, 4%.
Yeah, VFriends. 10,000 piece project, VFriends V1, 2% listed. Mm. Volume 2 or Series 2, 55,000 piece, 4%. I mean, people are holding them.
Yeah.
And that is going to skew the data extremely, you know, extremely large. So, you know, fuck you, Darren Revelle.
Do you see This isn't on here there either, but Tyler Hobbs.
We can name this pod real quick. Happy birthday, Cole, and fuck you, Darren.
I like it. Tyler Hobbs just dropped a generative art. I didn't say that right. Generative art drop. Sold out for $17 million. QQL.
He's the one that did Fidenza?
Yeah, he was the Fidenza artist. 900 yeah, pieces. 12,000 ETH. 17.6 million in the bear market. I think that was this week. Mm. Yeah, that was today or yesterday. So, yeah. I mean, it's still.
This is kind of what they're saying, man. Like, a lot of projects go to zero, but there's one that, you know, 1% of them
keep grinding.
They're going to thrive.
So, I had a question for you.
Yes.
I was thinking about this the other day, and since we just mentioned Tyler Hobbs, he's kind of a one-on-one artist. It's more of an art collector type piece. What are your thoughts on buying one-of-ones and actual, like, NFT art versus all the ones that we have currently are profile picture collections?
So when I started this journey, admittedly, it was only to make money. Mm. I have failed at that.
Me too.
Currently, as of today. However, the more I dig into this world of Web3, these NFTs, and I am being drawn more and more to the art side of it than I ever thought I was. Mm-hmm. You know, in college, one of my best classes I ever took was art history. I don't know why. Mm. I can't draw. I can't do any of that stuff.
Me neither.
I used to be pretty good at, like, Photoshop back in, like, late 90s.
There you go.
But I am, it is something that definitely, like, especially doing, you know, what we've been doing with 8-bit tea time. You know, getting those 101 pieces, those real art pieces and not just a PFP, mm-hmm. has been, you know, I've enjoyed that. And it's something that I think going forward, I'm going to continue to look at. And I think, you know, you and I talked about the Johnny Depp project when it was first minting back in the day. Like, those may not be one-of-ones, but they're more art rather than PFP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just something that I've been more and more drawn to. Not to say I'm ever going to get, like, all in on the art, but
yeah,
definitely something I'm looking at. What about you?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this the other day. I got some ETH. I was thinking, you know, do I buy another PFP thing? Or do I try to get a one-of-one from, like, a legit artist? And I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle. I would like to have at least one piece that I could get and then get the physical to hang it up in my office just for the hell of it. Mm-hmm. And there's some really cool ones out there that, you know, I really want to own just a one-on-one from somebody like that. So I think eventually I want to buy one. I don't know if I'm going to do it now, but now seems like maybe the time to do it in the bear market. But like the guy, the Subducks artist, Frankie Nines, he does a lot of cool one-on-ones, even though he does a lot of PFP stuff too. His one-on-ones are pretty sweet. Brain Vomit has a lot of one-on-ones that are pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of other people I follow on Twitter that are 101 artists that are got some really interesting pieces. So I think eventually I definitely want one. Like you said, I kind of was in it to, I like the art, but I wanted to make money at the same time. And of course I haven't sold anything, but yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of at a crossroads there. I think eventually I would like to maybe own a few actual art pieces.
I think if you go into it, we go into it with an open mind on the piece. Like, I think you can be moved by the art. Mm. And then you kind of know.
Yeah. I'm going to start sending you some pieces. Good. See what you think. If I come across some good ones.
We gotta load up the Web3 Putz wallet anyway. So
maybe Web3 Putz wallet will have some 101s in it instead of PFPs. Just a thought.
Thought.
Just a thought. Along those lines, though, I mentioned Frankie Nines. There's a new collection of Sup Ducks. I think you actually sent me this. I wasn't even in the loop.
The Sly Crocs.
Yeah, I played so much golf, I didn't even see this in the Discords or anything. I looked at nothing this weekend. But Sly Crocs and DraftKings are partnering up. And Sly Crocs is going to be a 2,500-piece collection from Frankie Nines, the Sup Ducks artist. Pretty cool looking, like crocodile dudes. And it's going to have some utility with DraftKings and the DraftKings marketplace. I think it's going to actually be involved with Rainmakers. I know we mentioned that before. I think if you have a Sly Croc, you can get some free DraftKings Rainmaker packs. I think you can win like DK dollars, and there's different utilities that come along with it. So after you sent me that, I dove in pretty hard, got in the Discord and the Sup Ducks. There's only 1,000 pre-mint spots for the Sup Duck community, and I got one. I'm on the white list. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Thanks, dude. First time ever. First time I've ever been on a white list.
No, Aaron Kai, aren't you on the white list for that?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's doing, though. That was a year ago I signed up for that. Still nothing. This is an actual...
He's painting.
And this is actually coming up in like October. I think October 11th was the date that this is dropping. But I'm on the pre-mint.
$99, I believe. Is that?
Yep, $100. So I look...
Buy via credit card.
Yeah, you can pay with a credit card, so it's not as difficult of an entry. Versus doing what we just mentioned earlier with the Coinbase thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, I filled out some forms. I loaded up my DraftKings with some $100, and I'm going to get me a Sly Croc. Maybe I'll venture into Rainmakers. Pretty pumped.
That's cool. Yeah, that popped up for me, too, when I sent it to you. I'm like, what is this? But,
yeah, that was
Web3 just never ceases to amaze you. I mean, we don't have to get into all these things that we had on here because I don't think either one of us know a ton. But Patriots signed a Web3 deal with Chain. Mm-hmm. Australia Central Bank uses ETH for CBDC.
Yeah, that's
bad. Apple's going to allow in-app NFT purchases or sales, but they're taking like 30% royalty on it.
Yeah, that's can't be good.
Like, that's the kind of stuff we see on a daily basis in this space.
Yep.
Even though it is a bear market, I mean, there's shit's happening every single day.
All the time.
You can't even keep up to it.
No, you really can't.
Up with it.
You can't.
I mean, last week, looking at our show notes that we talked about or said we want to talk about, there was some Starbucks stuff. There was things we going back and looking at it is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it would take us four or five hours to talk about everything that's happening. And we're doing a show weekly. You know, some of these pods that I listen to in the NFT space, they're doing it every 3 days because it changes and there's so much going on. We just don't have the we don't have the bandwidth to do it. I mean, if it was our full-time job, we'd love to do that. But, we don't have the bandwidth to be able to do that currently. Maybe if we get some more sponsors, Bandit Bills, I don't know. I don't know.
So I ran across this question in one of the Discords that I'm in, and it made me think about it. Kind of getting close to a year into this world. Mm. If Bored Ape or Doodles launched today, how successful would it be?
You mean to answer that? Or
and there's nothing backing it, right? So Yuga Labs does not own CryptoPunks. It does not own MeBits. It does not own any of those projects. Mm-hmm. It is Yuga dropping Bored Ape and then Doodles dropping Doodles.
I think it's still going to be pretty successful because people like the art. A lot of people that buy Doodles do it because of the artist. Same with Bored Apes. And it's still the same founders. So I think they're going to find a way to build it. I don't, it's not going to be as massive as it is. You know, we're
not at 83 ETH for a
right. No, I mean you're probably talking like a V Friends type. You know, 4 or 5 ETH, 7 ETH on those. But I don't. Yeah, I mean it's not going to be massive like it would was. They just happen to do everything at the right time. Then, that's kind of my thought. I think they're still successful, more so than the other projects out there, but not to the scale that they're at currently.
Definitely not the scale that they're at today, but I do think the people behind both projects kind of know their shit, mm-hmm. know what they're doing. So they are going to be successful. I agree. More on the V Friends line. V Friends probably dropped what? Did V Friends drop before or after Bored Ape?
After.
Yeah, so you know, like, what would be the number one project if there were no, I guess, Clonex?
Like if you did Clonex it today?
Or, yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. But you know, Clonex may not get that deal with Nike if it wasn't right during the bull, and that kind of jump started them.
Right.
I don't know. That's good. It's a good, good food for thought there. I saw another thing that, I don't know if you saw this, it was on Twitter or something, but I was talking about it. Would you rather own a 3-digit ENS for 17 ETH?
Yeah.
Or buy a
mutant? I think we need to go into that. We need to like spend next episode on ENS, like a deep dive in ENS.
Yeah.
Because that's like the number one volume on OpenSea for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I get... Like, I have an ENS, so I get, like, the name, the domain names, but I don't understand why people are paying 17 ETH for ENS 697, 598,
I don't get
whatever
it.
Three-digit number you can think of, 15 ETH. I would never buy that over a mutant for 15 ETH, but that's just me.
No, I agree, but... It is like it's taking it all by storm.
Yeah, I mean it's. I heard somebody talk about it the other day. I need to go back and listen to that. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why. It's that crazy. We need to get the Web3 put ENS though. Speaking of that,
It is available.
Good.
And then flip it for 17 ETH.
Flip it. That's crazy.
I went on the website the other day and was trying to get, I was just typing shit in. Like, oh, maybe somebody would buy this.
Mm.
And there's a couple of them that, you know, were bought but never done anything with.
Sure.
And so.
I know when it first started, people were just like thinking like, oh, if I can get the celebrity's name and. You know, something and put it together, then it's going to be worth something at some point because they're going to want it whenever they come into Web3. And so people were buying all kind of stuff, trying to predict that it would be worth something in the future.
Right. Yeah, let's put that on the docket for...
ENS Web. ENS domain names. There you go, folks. A little prequel, a little insight into next week. We can do it.
Another one we're gonna do a dive into is the Bend DAO, which is Web3 data liquidity.
Mm. I've heard a lot about them.
I'm interested in hearing about it or learning about it. So get some time. We'll be talking about that coming up.
We don't know if we can do this next week though. Now that I'm thinking about it, we got a guest.
Maybe not next week, but
it'll be on a future show here soon. But hopefully this still holds up. I need to reach out to him, but Headcover DAO.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one. Right now we're scheduled for next week, so we'll firm it up with him. But yeah, be on the lookout for that show next week. We're at time, Rusty. Is there anything else that you want to add? Let the people know what you got for us to close us out.
I got nothing, man. I got to come up with like a good tagline or a good salutation.
A good sign-off,
A good sign-off at some point. Drinking a good beer tonight, Sycamore Juiciness, Charlotte Brewery. Might start showing off a beer every week.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Every time. So, no, I got nothing. Subscribe, rate, review. Appreciate everybody listening. Look for us on Instagram, Twitter. We are going to up our TikTok game. That's going to be Cole. He is 33. I am 37. That's more his speed. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And
thank you to our listeners.
See you next week.
That's right.
Yeah, obviously. And our big booty Brazilians.
We love you. We'll see you in Rio de Janeiro.